Details of the incident are still unclear as Alaska State Troopers and the Alaska State Fire Marshal's Office investigate. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the initial report came in about 6 p.m. Wednesday of a fire and shooting on Blackberry Lane.
A homeowner who was identified as Ralph Smith, age 49, had come out of his residence, told a family member that the residence was on fire, and then he drove down the road and parked his truck perpendicularly in the road. Smith had a firearm with him, and he did fire off a couple shots. That's what was reported to us.
Peters says that Smith didn't seem to be shooting at anyone in particular, and nobody was shot. Witnesses were not able to tell responders what Smith did after that.
A search of the area was conducted for Smith, but he was not located. At this point, it's believed that he went back inside the burning home and he perished.
The North Tongass Fire Department responded to the fire and was able to extinguish it. However, the home is a complete loss. Peter says it's not yet known what caused the fire or why Smith shot the gun into the air. The fire marshal, local fire responders, and Alaska State Troopers were still on the scene Thursday afternoon. Here's Lieutenant Rodney Dial of the Alaska State Troopers.
We have search teams in the woods, just doing a sweep of the neighborhood and surrounding area. And then we also have an excavator down there sifting through the debris of the home right now so that we can kind of determine cause of the fire, origin, and if anybody's inside.
Troopers later reported that human remains had been found in the ashes of the home, and those remains are believed to be those of Ralph Smith. Troopers report that the remains will be sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for positive identification and an autopsy. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.